When God Gives More Than We Can Handle by Betsy St. Amant Haddix, read by Ellie Johnson. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. It's a common saying among Christians, don't worry, God won't give you more than you can handle. This is well-meaning in intent, but completely inaccurate. Over and over in Scripture, we see God giving people way more than they could take emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Do you think Paul simply handled it when he endured prison, floggings, beatings, stoning, shipwrecks, robbers, abuse, false accusations, hunger, sleep deprivation, dehydration, nakedness, and cold, all for the sake of the gospel? Of course not. Paul wasn't a superhero. It wasn't that those awful things somehow just didn't upset him. Rather, he learned to look to the true source of his strength, the Lord. He overcame in the strength of the Lord rather than his own power. The Lord sustained him in his hour of need. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. David also struggled with depression, anxiety, and physical toil in his life. The Psalms are full of his pleadings with the Lord for relief, but he didn't give in to despair. Rather, he kept redirecting his focus and attention to the way the Lord had come through for him in the past. Psalm 52:9b, I will wait for your name, for it is good in the presence of the godly. He knew to wait for the Lord, to trust his will and his timing, even when times were unbearably hard. Do you think Gideon was incredibly confident and felt strong when the Lord slowly chiseled away at the number of the men in his army, leaving him with a mere 300? Do you think Job, when he lost his livestock, wealth, friends, children, reputation, and health all in a matter of days, shrugged and said, oh well, I can take it? No. He looked to the Lord and his power and focused on God's strength in contrast to his own weakness. Tough times will come. Divorces will happen. Financial strains come and go. Children rebel. Doctors' reports come back with bad news. Parents age, and conflicts occur between friends, and people lose their jobs. The Lord promised us that they would. John 16:33, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He doesn't leave us with tales of doom, however. He promised we'd have peace in him and in him alone. He also gives us instructions on how to be strong. Ephesians 6:10, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. 1 Chronicles 16:11, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. These verses, and many more like them, don't command us to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and figure it out. They don't call for us to handle it. They don't tell us that big girls don't cry or it could be worse. They call for us to acknowledge our broken hearts, Psalm 62:8, and seek the Lord. Where we are weak, he is strong. Sometimes being strong in the Lord and seeking him means crying out in a prayer while taking a long bubble bath. It might mean listening to Bible verses on audio while you jog. For me, when my husband initiated a divorce after 10 years of marriage, it meant quoting scripture over and over until I fell asleep in our bed alone. We're not equipped to handle anything on our own. We're fragile. We're weak. And even on our best days, we can't sustain a chin-up attitude for long. The only true peace in adversity is found in Christ alone. Will God give us more than we can handle? Absolutely. Not because he's harsh, but because he loves us. He won't leave us in the trial, and there will be purpose worked out through every hard moment, a purpose that is working in us for our good and his glory. Philippians 2:13. Romans 8:18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Now, in his shows, he would say, "That Pat Boone, he's so religious. I shook hands with that boy the other day. My whole right side sobered up." And I would repeat that in my act, and I said, "You know, it did." And then I'd go ahead and sing my song.
Pat Boone shares some of his incredible life story on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear conversations and devotionals from the artists of the church. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com, worshipleader.com, or your favorite podcast platform.